powerful signal of support. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's how Ukrainian President Zelensky describes his meeting in Kyiv with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a congressional delegation.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the highest-ranking U.S. official to step foot in Ukraine since the Russian invasion began.
Your fight is a fight for everyone, and so our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done.
Congress is now considering a request from President Biden for $33 billion in further aid for Ukraine. Zelensky thanked Pelosi's delegation for the visit, saying,
"You have to know that we'll win, and we'll win together."
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the administration has a plan to deal with the expected huge increase in migrants once Title 42 is lifted.
We've got 19,000 extraordinarily talented and dedicated Border Patrol agents securing our border, and more are coming. And in fact, not only are more coming now, but we have requested that more come in the future.
Mayorkas telling Fox News Sunday they're working with countries to the south to make sure they manage their borders. Tens of thousands marched in cities across Europe for May Day protests to honor workers and shame governments into doing more for citizens. Protesters in France urged newly elected President Macron to do more to help struggling families. Former President Trump at a rally in Greenwood, Nebraska, and slamming President Biden.
You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have been able to do, and they certainly haven't done, the damage that Joe Biden has done to our country in just 16 months.
The former president also announced his endorsement for Nebraska state governor candidate Charles Herbster. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
New rules could mean big losses for some communities.
Many urban areas are about to become rural areas, not because people are leaving, but thanks to a new definition from the U.S. Census Bureau. Using the new criteria, about 1,300 small cities, towns, and villages will be reclassified as rural instead of urban. Community leaders are concerned about the negative impact on access to healthcare and hospitals, already a major concern for many rural areas. Other federal funding for transportation and education also could be lost with a rural classification. Under the old criteria, about 2,500 people would qualify an area as urban and eligible for related benefits. With the new rule, an area would need twice that, or 5,000 people, to qualify as urban. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Union organizers are trying for a second win versus Amazon.
Can those organizers make it two for two in a push to unionize Amazon warehouse workers in New York City? We'll find out Monday when a federal labor board tallies votes cast by warehouse workers in yet another election on Staten Island. A previous win a few weeks ago at a bigger warehouse in the same borough was seen as a major victory for union forces. Monday's results from a neighboring smaller warehouse could either amplify that earlier win or cast the first victory as a fluke. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
The father of JonBenet Ramsey wants a renewed investigation into the decades-old murder case of the six-year-old beauty pageant star.
John Ramsey says he's not giving up hope on trying to figure out who killed his daughter. JonBenet Ramsey's mother reported her missing a day after Christmas in December of 1996. Her father found her body in their home basement later that day. Her father says more needs to be done to solve his daughter's murder, which is why he's pushing his petition to get an independent agency to use the very latest technology to conduct more DNA testing.
Fox's Christina Coleman, and I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.